Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021, 9:22:21, 12 and a half minutes past the hour here, and it is an historic day in the history of Marion, Ohio. You know, as we go back in the annals of Marion, Ohio, we look at the history of Warren G. Harding and the power shovel and things of that nature. Well, the Geraldo Journal, I believe now, will go down in history. You know, I wonder if the Historical Society, because, you know, I know the Smithsonian Institute would like this in D.C., and I know the Library of Congress would like it, but I kind of feel as if I should be, I should be partial to Marion, and I think that maybe I should offer the Geraldo Journal, which is a physical document here, maybe I should offer this to the Historical Society, because it really is an historical document, much like newspaper. But I would want this displayed there somewhere at the Historical Society, the Geraldo Journal. Now, if they want it, they can have it. I'm putting that out there. They have dibs on the Geraldo Journal. Because this morning, we took a whole new turn as we talked to our friend Sam Donaldson in hour number one. And Sam is trying, as we speak, to get in contact with Geraldo Rivera, whom he worked with at ABC News for so many years, to persuade him to come on this show. It's very, very big here this morning. All right, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, and I'll tell you what we might even be able to do is if we do get Geraldo on this show, I will autograph this book, and we'll get Geraldo to autograph this book and date it, and then we'll get a copy of the interview that we hope happens, Geraldo here and me on the Geraldo show, and then we'll give, and pictures, we'll have somebody taking pictures, and then we'll give that all over to the Historical Society as a point in time that was absolutely historic. So if the Historical Society wants this, if anybody has affiliation with them, and they would like this bit of information, let me know. We can put it on display there at the Historical Society. 740-383-9944. Has anybody called the new number, or is everybody laid back this morning because the temperatures are below 60, probably for the first time since May, and it's raining cats and dogs out there this morning, and autumn has certainly come. Give me a buzz. But again, I want to give this information again because it's new information this morning. The mainline number is a little different than the number I had been given. So if you want to call the main line, even if you've called before, you probably should call the main line. It's 216-520-2600. 216-520-2600. And the physical address, which I've been asked for, is 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. Again, that's WTAM Radio up there in Cleveland. And, of course, the email we've had now for about a week, rob@wtam.com. Now, has anybody heard back from anything? Has anybody got a phone call? Has anybody talked to anybody on the new number? Has anybody got an email back from this Rob character? Because I know a lot of people have tried to talk to him. I want to hear your reports because we're going to put it in the historic document here, the Geraldo Journal. So report back to me if you've heard anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we will put it in the Geraldo Journal this morning. I'd love to know what's going on out there in listener land. But Sam Donaldson is certainly leading the charge this morning as far as the Geraldo Journal goes. Okay. What else is on the agenda? Oh, this meeting with the Popcorn Festival that's on the answering machine. Now, I don't know if that's somebody inviting me to go, one of our listeners inviting me to go to the Popcorn Festival committee, or if the Popcorn Festival is inviting me to go to the meeting. I really don't know what that is. Either way, more than likely, if I'm free that night, I would be glad to go, because I do have some thoughts. They're not criticisms, they're just thoughts on what we could do next year to make this Popcorn Festival a hit, because I want to see it succeed. I want to see Marianne succeed, I want to see the Popcorn Festival succeed. You know, I'm going to be here for a long time, and I want to see things go in an upward trend. I'll tell you a thought I had, by the way, because we've had a lot of talk about politics here in Marion as of late. And to be honest with you, this really has nothing to do with any politician in particular. But, you know, here's the thing. Politicians are paid by taxpayer dollars. Now, we hear that a lot, but it is true. They are paid by taxpayer dollars. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be rude to a politician. If you go up calling them names and that sort of thing, I can see why they would not talk to you. And if you make threats or things like that, I can see why they might call the police on you. But, you know, if you're taking money from the taxpayers, you should be available to take their questions. Just because you're an elected official, the people sent you there, first of all. And number two, they pay your salary. Without the people, there would be no politicians in an area. So my feeling is that the media should not really have to track these people down, especially in a local community. They should be readily available to speak to the media. Now, I understand people can't do this on short notice, that sometimes people have meetings. I understand that. But if I send somebody a request for an interview, a local politician, and they say, I can't make it, I've got something going on that day, they should immediately say, okay, but I can do it this day. Because they are local public servants, I believe is the term I'm looking for here. They are public servants. So the fact that local politicians would be hiding, no matter how they feel about you, they can think you're nuts. But you know what? That is part of our Constitution. And how many times do we bring up the Constitution when it comes to things? We bring up the Constitution when it comes to the Second Amendment. We bring up to the Constitution when it comes to the First Amendment. We bring up the Constitution when it comes to the Fifth Amendment. Well, part of the First Amendment is freedom of the press. So I think that maybe these people should read this a little better. Now, they can answer the questions any way they want. This is honestly, maybe this is something I'm interested to know your thoughts on. Now, what is a biased reporter? Because I always hear this. This person's biased. I won't get a fair shake with them. If the person is asking you a question cannot be biased. What is a biased question? The question is all in your court. Even, let's say the most heinous question in the world, which I probably think is, did you murder somebody? Which, that's not going to happen on local politics at this point. But if I come up to you and I say, did you murder somebody? I'm not calling you a murderer. It's you who gets a chance to answer that question. Now, maybe you don't want to talk about that. But again, you get to answer it. You can say, no, I didn't murder that person. Okay, let's move on. Or you can say, yes, I did murder that person. Well, then you'll probably be going to prison. Or you can say none of your business, which now people might get suspicious if you say none of your business. But it's your, how you respond is really where it's all at. And this is why I can't figure out why local politicians especially don't prefer broadcast media over print media. Nothing wrong with print media, but they just take what they want from the interview and report it. When you're on a broadcast station, you can't be edited. It's in your own words. I don't know of any station in Marion, and I've worked for quite a few, WMRN, WDCM, WWGH, WMNO. Nobody ever edited anything because you would not want to be, you don't want to mislead people. You want to give them all the information that happened in the interview. So I don't understand. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. 22 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. What I think bias really means when they say that, I think bias means you're going to ask me questions I don't want to answer. I really think that's what bias is. Because how, if you have never done an interview with somebody, how can you say they're biased? You might not like some of the things they talk about. You might not like how they've handled some other interviews. But if you've never done an interview with them, how can you say they're biased toward you? You've never talked to them. So I find that whole bias thing's a little strange. And to be honest, this is something I learned a long time ago. Not every local politician is going to like you because not every bit of news coming out of City Hall and the county building is popular. So if local politicians don't like you, that's okay. You're not in the business to be liked. You're in the business to inform. And I think too many journalists these days are in the business to be liked. Being liked is nice. Being invited to parties is nice. But that's not really your job. If your job is just to make them happy, I don't know what kind of job you're doing informing the public on things. That's my editorial for this morning. If anybody has anything to say in regard to that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Maybe you have a different opinion. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Your opinions are always welcome. And if anybody has any information on this popcorn festival thing, I'd love to hear about that as well, as that was on the answering machine this morning. And I'm just not sure exactly if it's an invitation from the popcorn festival or if it's just a listener who would like me to go to the meeting, which could be an open meeting. I'm just not sure at this point. So give me a buzz in regard to that as well. 740-383-9944. I'm getting a message online here that I need to offer your journal to the Historical Society. I am. As soon as I'm done with this journal, if they want it, they can have it. As long as it goes on display. I would like to see it displayed. And I'll tell you, a matter of fact, I would like to see a display of Marion broadcast history. I don't think there is one at the Historical Society, and I love the Historical Society. But I don't think they we have now over 80 years of broadcast history here in Marion, and I don't think there is any section at the Historical Society that has to do with broadcast history. Now, I can help them out with this. I through Charlie Evers, and through Madge Cooper, and through Jeannie Evers, I have obtained a lot of pictures and a lot of information through this station as well. We've taped everything. And things like this Geraldo Journal. You know, I have things that could create a very nice broadcast display of the 80 plus years now of broadcasting in Marion. But I don't know that that's been wanted, but we have had some legendary people here in broadcasting, and I think they should be recognized at the Historical Society. And you start with Madge Cooper. Madge Cooper started in the radio business in 1941. Before there was television, and she was a woman on the air, and women weren't on the air in 1941. I have the Western Union Telegram, where it was written, or I guess, well, what was a Western Union, where it was sent to Marion in the 1960s that she had won the first Franny Award, which was a national award, a fashion designer's award for New York. And Madge won that award in the 1960s, and she was from Marion, Ohio, and she was up against reporters from all around the country. She was also the first broadcaster in Marion to go in the Broadcast Hall of Fame. I inducted her back in 2007. So Madge Cooper has a huge, huge broadcast history in Marion. Then we have Charlie Evers, of course. Charlie Evers started Buckeye Chuck. We still celebrate that every Groundhog Day. Charlie was a major push in the Peanut Push and Lady Justice. So he's a huge part of Marion broadcast history. And yes, Rod Serling from The Twilight Zone was in Marion for a little bit. I have some of his scripts that he wrote for WMRN for, I believe they were Klein's department store. No, Sutton and Leitner. Sutton and Leitner department store. I have some of those. I have some of the things that we've done here. I have an interview I did with Virginia Mason of the Bob Mason family. Bob Mason was the founder of broadcasting in Marion. So, you know, if they want the Geraldo Journal and they want some other things, it would be nice to have a broadcast section at the Historical Society. Marion is a very, we should be proud of our broadcast history. Let's put it that way. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anybody out there, give me a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. All right, we might do some trivia here this morning as well, if I can find it. Oh, because we want to give away some more of these tickets to the Wilds. It might be a nice time to go to the Wilds, to be honest with you. It, kind of cooler temperatures, so on and so forth. But would you like to see a broadcast display at the Historical Society? Give me a buzz here. Would that be something that would be interesting to you? To see a broadcast display over at the Marion County Historical Society? I think that would be nice. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, what else is on our mind here this morning? Trivia. I gotta get some trivia here. You know, yesterday we never did get the answers to our trivia questions. Now, the first trivia question we had yesterday was, what was the name of the video store that was in the Big Lots Plaza? Does anybody know that? The name of the video store that used to be in the Big Lots Plaza. I'm trying to place exactly where it was in the Big Lots Plaza, but it was there. Does anybody remember the name of the video store in the Big Lots Plaza? We'll enter you into a competition here to win a pair of tickets to the Wilds or the Columbus Zoo. We also have those tickets as well. What was our other question? We had two questions yesterday, and the other one did not get answered either. If I could remember what it was, we would be all on this right now. Okay. Let's see. Does anybody remember what the other question was yesterday? Maybe if you remember what the question was, you might remember what the answer is. But the video store that used to be in the Big Lots Plaza. Does anybody remember what that was? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. That's 740-383-9944.
On this right now. Okay.
Oh, that was interesting. We had a little feedback there for a second. Okay, another question. Well, you know what? Somebody was asking me yesterday about the Family Feud. Maybe we'll do that. I did print off some new Family Feud questions here. Maybe we'll get into that this morning. We haven't done that in quite some time. Let me see here. Okay, I think I got it. Okay, here we go. Let's get into the Family Feud here. If I can find the questions that I want, we will get into this. Okay, I like this one. I don't know if we've done it before. This seems like one we might have done before, but why not? Let's do it again here this morning. Name a country with a large population. Name a country with a large population. We have six big answers here. Name a country with a large population. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a country with a large population. Does anybody know what that would be? There are a lot of countries out there with large populations. Okay, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you know how much I love geography, right?
Right.
I mean, China, there's several of them, but I'm sure China's on there.
China is on there. China's the number one answer.
I probably can give you half of the rest, but let's let my fellow listeners...
Well, what progress... Did you call the new number for WTAM?
Not yet. Sam will call. Sam will get you on. I mean,
but see, I don't think we can rely on that. I think if we don't continue the barrage...
Sam will let them know this isn't a joke. And yes, you do talk to these people. Really better people than Geraldo talks to. And, you know, Geraldo's more than 35 years older than you are. Actually, he's like 78. Didn't realize he was that old, but time creeps up on you. So I think if Sam calls, that will be our golden nugget.
Yeah, but I don't think we should leave it all on one man's head here. I think if we go back on one man's head...
Let's see what happens, okay? Let's see what happens.
Well, we don't know what's going to... I don't even know if we'll know... Well, if we don't hear anything, then we got trouble.
Because they already know who I am. They already think I'm annoying, even though I've tried.
Well, no, this is a different number.
You heard me talk to them.
Yeah, but I think this is what... See, here's what I was trying to explain this morning. I think people were calling the contest line, and that's probably why they were getting annoyed. It wasn't like the receptionist who could relay
him. No, I called. You heard the guy said, "What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what did you want to talk about?"
Right, and I think that's like a call screener.
After the contest, I mean, they're probably giving away good prizes.
No, but that sounds like a call screener. And I think
they always screen the call. We don't screen the calls, but they do. I mean, because of the nature of the show, Geraldo being so controversial, a lot of people don't like him. And even though they do like him, they may have potty mouth. So,
right, but what I'm saying is the new number this morning has nothing to do with on air. It's just the receptionist desk.
Yeah, I haven't called. I'm gonna let Sam call because
I feel we're going downhill again.
He has clout that I can't provide, and. Let's see what happens, because, you know, I don't think this Rob guy, if that's who I don't think he likes me.
Have you talked to Rob?
Well, whoever answered, I assume it was Rob.
Well, see, I don't know if that's Rob or not, because somebody on the line, it's my understanding, gave that number and said you need to talk to Rob.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but let's give Sam the chance.
No, but you see, here's all I'm saying is this is the difference. If you called the receptionist line, you could probably ask to talk to Rob.
Yeah, well, let's give Sam a chance. Let's go ahead and see what happens, because I believe he has some pull that no one else is going to.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I just think the more interest, the better.
You can recognize the guy's voice. He has a very recognizable voice. He sounds the same as he did when he was on with Geraldo 30 years ago, or wherever time frame it was. So they know it's not an imposter. They don't know me. They don't know you. They'll hear Sam's voice.
They know me.
Yeah, well, but I'm not sure you're on their favorite people list. I mean,
well, I'm not sure I'm on their favorite people list.
Career has been, I think, has had added success due to Sam, and that, you know, they may not agree politically, but I think that they're friends and they respect each other. So let's see what happens when Sam calls, and I believe that will have some pull. If that doesn't, I don't know what will.
Well, I think
he's not going to yell. He's not going to swear. The one thing about Sam, you don't have to agree with everything he says, but he is a gentleman, and that's going to help, too.
Yeah, but all movements start with the people.
Right. Well, I tried Scott twice.
Right, but I think I had given the wrong number, is what I'm saying. I think those people were upset because they were trying to get people on the Geraldo show.
Yeah.
A receptionist would have a different outlook on that.
Well, Let's see what happens, okay?
Okay.
That's my suggestion, is Sam is going to help. If anybody can be our way to this program, he would be the person. He is the contact that we need. He is a colleague of Geraldo, and I think it's almost good they may not agree politically, because it's like, okay, well,
I don't think people care about
how Scott's going to stand, but maybe we will talk to him. But I do believe Geraldo respects Sam, and they know that it's not an imposter. And you can just tell by his inflection, this is really Sam. And that's, if anything makes a difference, this will. If this doesn't help, I don't know what will. But Geraldo seems to me the kind of person who would welcome being on a fellow talk show host program and vice versa.
Well, that's the question I want somebody to ask this receptionist. Are the messages getting to Geraldo? Does Geraldo even come in this office?
Because I think since Geraldo and Sam, I mean, they're professional friends at least, I think that Sam, Geraldo will actually talk to Sam. Sam will let him know. This is not a joke. Scott's a real host. He's in Marion.
But see, here's what, I don't even know that Geraldo's ever got a message.
Sally, Jesse, Raphael, all of your colleagues, and I think it would be great to have him on and to have him on your show.
Okay.
And I believe that's what I'm hoping for, and if so, we can move forward, and it will be a program for the ages.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, here's what I think has happened. I think the initial number was the call-in number for the Geraldo show, and I think that's why the guy who was taking the calls, who is not a receptionist, was probably not happy, because he's trying to get people on the air during a live show. And I think the person answering this other number would be glad to take calls. That's the difference that I'm saying. Go ahead, caller.
How about Japan?
Japan. You know, Japan is not on the list, but a good guess. No Japan on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a country with a large population. China was number one. Japan is not on the list, but we do have six countries on the list. This will get you into a competition to win a pair of tickets to the Wilds or the Columbus Zoo. Name a country with a large population. Does anybody know a country with a large population? 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes.
How about South Africa?
South Africa. No South Africa on the list. South Africa does not make the list here. Name a country with a large population. A country with a large population. All right, go ahead, caller.
United States.
United States, you got it right. United States is number three. Is this Charlene?
Yes, it is.
Any word on Geraldo?
No, I tried calling again, and they did the same thing that they did with that gentleman. They wouldn't take my call.
Now, did you call the receptionist line? We had the new line this morning.
I called the number you gave me.
Right. See, I think this might have been the problem. They list their main number as the studio line, and I think that's why that person might have been angry. So I now have the actual receptionist line.
Okay. Can I have it?
Yes. It is 216.
216.
520.
2600. 2600. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Call us and let us know what happens there. Because I think that was where the confusion is. But Charlene's in the competition. She got United States. That's number three on the list. Name a country with a large population. Name a country with a large population. China was number one. United States is number three. We still have four other answers, I guess, on the list this morning. 740-383-9944. Name a country with a large population. Does anybody know what these other four answers are? Charlene in the competition this morning, and we're waiting for some other people to get in, and we will do a drawing and give somebody a pair of tickets to the Wilds or the Columbus Zoo. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Indonesia?
Indonesia. Indonesia's number six on the list. You've got it. Who are we putting in?
Put Mary Kay in.
All right, we got it.
Thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye. Indonesia, number six on the list. So we've got China at number one, the United States at number three, and Indonesia at number six. Still three countries on the list. A country with a large population is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
What about England?
England. No England on the list. England does not make this particular list. A country with a large population. All right, let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
How about Russia?
No Russia on the list. Russia does not make the list. A country with a large population. Does anybody know what it is? A country with a large population. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about India?
India. India is number two on the list. We've got you in.
Thank you.
Thank you. India, number two on the list. So we've got China, India, the United States, and Indonesia. Still two others to go here on the list this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Brazil.
Brazil, number four on the list.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we've got Brazil on the list. Only one left now. Name a country with a large population. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about Hungary or Switzerland?
No Hungary or Switzerland on the list. No Hungary or Switzerland on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a country with a large population. Country with a large population. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about Mexico?
Mexico, yes, Mexico's number five on the list. We've got you, Bob.
Yep.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, that's our list here this morning. Name a country with a large population. China, India, the United States, Brazil, Mexico, and Indonesia. That is where we are. And we got Charlene in twice, Mary Kay, Grover, and Bob. All right. On to our next question here. Name something a squirrel might get in a fight with if somebody tried to steal things from him. How about that? Who would a squirrel get into a fight with? Go ahead here. Well, give us a call back. Someone a squirrel might get into a fight with. Who would a squirrel get into a fight with? And I think we have eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. Eight answers here. Someone a squirrel might get into a fight with. 45 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Someone a squirrel might get into a fight with. Does anybody have the answer? Well, we were good on the first question. Kind of lacking on this question. Someone a squirrel might get into a fight with. Who are the squirrels fighting with out there in the yard? Someone a squirrel might get into a fight with. 740-383-9944. You know, I would think there are lots of things out there that a squirrel would get into a fight with. Go ahead, caller.
How about a blue jay?
A blue jay. Let's see here. Well, I'll tell you, bird, crow is number one on the list. Who are we putting down?
Charlene.
Charlene again?
Yeah.
All right. Have you called the Geraldo show?
Nope.
So that's not of high interest to you. Okay. I guess not. Charlene. Okay. Charlene's in again. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Another squirrel.
Another squirrel. That's number two on the list. You have got it. Thank you. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. We've got a bird and another squirrel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six answers still remain on the list. Name something a squirrel would get in a fight with. Something a squirrel would get into a fight with. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something a squirrel would get into a fight with. Maybe a little bit more difficult question this morning than the geographical question that we started off the morning with. 47 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, we have got Glenn Coble joining myself this morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Then we have a Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5. And Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7. Go ahead, caller.
What about a cat?
A cat? Yes, a cat is number 4. Who are we putting on the list?
Charlene again.
Oh, Charlene again. We're trying to get her tickets. Thank you. Charlene gets in again. Name something a squirrel might get in a fight with. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. That is the question here. All right, go ahead, caller.
A cat?
We just got cat. Cat's on the list.
Oh, you did?
We did.
Okay.
Thank you. Cat is definitely on the list. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. This is the question. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. 740-383-9944. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
How about a raccoon?
A raccoon, yes, you got it. Number 5 on the list. We got you, Bob.
Yep.
Alright, Bob gets in at number 5 with a raccoon. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Still have 4 answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
What about a possum?
A possum. No possums on the list. No possums on the list this morning. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Still 4 answers left on the list. We've got birds, squirrels, cats, and raccoons. What are the other 4 items? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, if you had a cat, what about a dog?
A dog, yes. Dog is number 6 on the list. We putting Charlene in again?
Yep.
All right. Charlene's in again. All right. Dog is on the list. So we've got bird, squirrel, cat, raccoon, and dog. 3 answers still left on the list. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Does anybody know out there? As I say, different than the geography question, this is a little more difficult, I think. Okay, let's go to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
What about people?
People, human beings, absolutely. Number 8 on the list. We putting Mary in?
Yes.
Got her in. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mary is in. I can hear all the rain in the background of the people who are driving or out outside, I guess I should say. I don't know if they're driving or not, but it is a rainy day. That is for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Small dog.
We already got dog on the list.
Oh, okay.
We already have a dog. 740-383-9944. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. We've got birds, another squirrel, a cat, a raccoon, a dog, and a human. There are still 2 answers left on the list. What are they? Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. We've got Charlene in here quite a few times. We've got Mary in twice. Grover, Bob in twice. The competition grows. We'll do a drawing here at the end of this particular hour. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Go ahead, caller.
What about a rat?
A rat. No rat on the list. Only two answers left, and one of the answers is not a rat. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Alrighty, here. Go ahead, caller.
End of this particular hour.
How about a chipmunk?
A chipmunk. You've got it. That's number three on the list. What's your name, ma'am?
Go ahead, caller.
What about a Jane? J-E-A-N.
Jane?
No rat on the list.
You say Jane?
Jane.
J-E-A-N. Jane. Thank you, Jane. Jane is in on the list today. Jane got chipmunk. All right, Jane's in. We've got one answer left here. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. We've got bird, another squirrel, chipmunk, cat, raccoon, dog, a human being. What is the final answer here this morning? 53 minutes past the hour. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Does anybody else know what that might be? 740-383-9944. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
A dog.
Dog's already on the list.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. No dog on the list. Well, there is a dog on the list today, but we've already got that answer. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. We've got birds, another squirrel, a chipmunk, a cat, a raccoon, a dog, and a human. There is still one answer left. Something a squirrel might get in a fight with. Go ahead, caller.
How about a snake?
Not a snake. Snake not on the list today. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. That's where we are. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. 740-383-9944. What's something a squirrel might get into a fight with? Bird, another squirrel, chipmunk, cat, raccoon, dog, and human are already taken. What is the final answer here today? Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour, we've got Charlene, Mary, Grover, Bob, Jean, all in the competition. We're going to draw here in about 4 minutes, but we'd love to get another entry in here if we can figure out the final answer in this particular category. Name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. 740-383-9944. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about a frog or a turtle?
Not a frog or a turtle. You know, I saw a lot of frogs out last night. When I was out walking, you could see the frogs everywhere. Certainly another sign that autumn is on its way. 740-383-9944. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. What is the one answer we're missing here? Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The final one. What is out there that a squirrel would get into a fight with? Again, Glenn Coble and I will be on this morning from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then a Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today, 12 to 1. And then we will have Nate Redmond, 4 to 5, and Trinity Baptist Church, 6 to 7. Go ahead, caller.
Raccoon.
Not a raccoon on the list.
Darn, thanks.
Thank you. No raccoon on the list today. Name something a squirrel might get in a fight with. Something a squirrel might get into a fight with. A real stumper here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about a rabbit?
Rabbit is on the list. You've got it. It is a rabbit. Gotcha, Bob. All right, Bob is on the list this morning with a rabbit. So our list this morning, name something a squirrel might get into a fight with. It's a bird, another squirrel, a chipmunk, a cat, a raccoon, a dog, a rabbit, and a human. All right, let's do our drawing here. We've got a pair of tickets to the Wilds. We've got Charlene, Mary, Grover, Bob, Jean, all in the competition here. So we will shake these around for a pair of tickets to the Wilds. And our winner this particular hour is, let's see here, pull out the, well, two of them stuck together. I better drop these in and put them, pull out another one. Okay. Our winner this morning is Jean. Well, there, hey, Jean only had one entry in there. Jean is the winner this morning for a pair of tickets to the Wilds. All right, Jean, let's see here. We'll put your tickets to the Wilds aside over here. You can pick those up today until 1 o'clock, or you can pick them up today between 4 and 5. Now, we've also got some other winners, because I'm not sure who has picked up what at this point. But Bobby, you've got a pair of tickets to the Wilds. Charlene, you've got your pair of tickets to the Wilds. Phyllis, the zoo, I believe she's going to get those on Friday. Daphne, the Wilds, and Jean, the Wilds now. So your tickets are here. You can pick them up until 1 o'clock today, and or you can pick them up between 4 and 5. All right. Anybody with anything else to say before we break here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. But Bobby, Charlene, Phyllis, and Daphne and Jean, your tickets are over here to the side. You can pick those up until 1 o'clock today, or between 4 and 5 this afternoon if you work a later shift. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Charlene. I picked my tickets up on Monday.
Oh, okay. I think they just didn't cross you off the list here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I got you. Hey, did you happen to call the other number for Geraldo?
It's ringing busy.
Oh, well, maybe they're just getting pounded. Well, I'll be able to go ahead.
516-520-2600. Got it right here.
All right. Well, as soon as you hear, because I'll be on with Glenn till noon, give us a buzz back.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
Charlene.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break back in 15 minutes.
Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier,
uh-huh.
Got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio,